There are two ways to get to Kodiak Island, by air and by sea. And when it comes to fog, sea tends to be the more reliable method. Tourism organization Discover Kodiak welcomes cruise ship passengers into town every summer. Executive Director Amy Williams says, in late July, a cruise ship left earlier than scheduled, partly because of weather.
That wasn't due to the fog that they left per se, but more to the fact that they had to anchor out and there was fog. They decided that it wasn't safe enough for their passengers to shuttle them back and forth due to the fog, so that's why they left early. But we happened to have a ship at Pier 2 that was broken and couldn't be moved, so that just kind of made the perfect storm of circumstances there.
Many cruise ship passengers drop by Kodiak just for a day and then leave. Williams says when conditions are bad, tourists don't get to see the island in all its summer glory.
I know some of the activities that they have already planned to do when they get here have been canceled just because it's not safe to do a lot of the bear viewing tours.
Air taxi service co-owner Kyle Eaton says that's why he asks tourists to stay for a few days at a time. Kingfisher Air offers bear viewing tours on the business's three float planes. Eaton says the weather has been a problem for most of July, which, along with August, is their busiest month.
The way this weather's been working, we've been lucky just if we could get one trip in a day. And I guess we've been fortunate that the weather has been improving enough by the afternoon to get our flights launched, but it definitely makes scheduling and working a schedule pretty complicated.
Eaton says weather issues for larger commercial airlines also have a trickle-down effect on his business. He says that happened recently.
Alaska Airlines was delayed, so my day gets delayed, and suddenly it creates a lot of scheduling conflicts and issues. And in the end, there's always the decision who gets to go and who doesn't get to go when the weather finally does break.
He says it's often safer not to fly if there's low visibility.
It's not worth going out and risking somebody's life for. But the pressure does get to you, because when you've been sitting for days and days and days and then somebody decides to take off and go, what we call take a look at it, you know, it's not necessarily a good thing.
Eaton says fuel can cost anywhere from $120 to $200 an hour, but they don't burn fuel if they don't fly. Bills for property taxes, insurance, and utilities, meanwhile, come all year round. He says that's what hits them the hardest. Eaton says they have time to bounce back if the weather is good for the rest of the summer, but he says it could be like last summer's pink salmon season in the Gulf of Alaska. Maybe it'll just be a poor year. I'm Kayla DeRoche.